Good evening. This is the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter net. Our club call sign is KC2RC. I am KA2KDQ, net control operator for tonight. This net meets every Tuesday at 9 p.m. unless otherwise noted. You do not have to be a member to check into this net, but please consider joining. This net is transmitted on the KCRC repeater, KC2RC, on the 146.730 megahertz. Its input frequency is 146.130 megahertz, and its PL tone is 88.5 hertz. We also stream this net on the internet at http://live.kc2rc.com. Check into the net, please. In order to check into the net, please use your push-to-talk button, pause for a moment, and transmit your call sign. Then release your push-to-talk button to make sure that you are not doubling with anyone else. Then transmit your call sign and name. At this time, is there anyone who would like to check in to the Kings County Radio Club 2-meter net?
Net control, N2RGA, and I have traffic and pass speech traffic after everyone has checked in.
Control, RO in the Rego Park, Queens, no traffic.
N2RGA, WB2HRO, all, no traffic, KD2LQE, Simon, W3AAP, WK9K, and KD2MSU, also no traffic, and I'm glad that you got the card. I finished sending out all of them late last week. Okay, so thank you for letting me know.
WIGJ with traffic.
November 2, Zulu, Whiskey, Whiskey Bar, Brooklyn, no traffic.
Net control? Net control to Kilo Yankee 2, Michael Yankee, I'm not sure you got me, but Gene from Gravesend, Brooklyn.
K2IGJ, November 2 Zulu Whiskey Whiskey, and KY2MY, good evening to you, Jane. Okay, this is the weekly meeting of the Kings County Radio Club's 2-meter net, which meets every Tuesday at 9 p.m. on this repeater. The Kings County Radio Club is an ARRL affiliated Brooklyn-based amateur radio club with members throughout the metropolitan area and even down south. Our club meets on the first Wednesday of every month, and this is going to be at least the change for the February meeting. The meeting will be held at the New York Presbyterian Hospital, located in Park Slope, Brooklyn. The address for a Methodist Hospital is 506 6th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues. in the Park Slope section of Brooklyn. Our next meeting will be tomorrow evening, February 7th, at 8 p.m. in Methodist Hospital in what used to be called the Old Executive Dining Room. The name has changed, but I don't recall the name offhand. It is near the 7th Avenue exit of the F and G train station, as well as the B67 bus's 7th Avenue stop. You do not have to be a member to attend our meetings. In fact, we urge those interested to drop in and join us for a monthly meeting. Pre-meeting during the 7 to 8 p.m. portion, where we have arranged for an informal question and answer session. Both unlicensed as well as licensed holders may have questions, and our members will try our best to provide answers or at least sources of information for those requiring them. The general meeting begins around 8 p.m. and usually lasts until 9:30 to 10 p.m. County Radio Club now offers a Yaesu Fusion-based digital voice net every Thursday on the repeater at 9 p.m. Its net control operator is Jason KD2LRX. We hope everyone... We urge everyone with the ability to communicate by Fusion technology to check into the 2-meter Fusion net. We also will be setting up a Wires X room linking the KC2RC repeater to Yaesu's Fusion's Wire X worldwide network. Okay. We will also, arranging for an audio to stream on the like other nets sponsored by the Kings County Radio Club. Kings County Radio Club offers a technical net on the second and fourth Wednesdays of each month on this repeater at 9 p.m. All licensed amateurs are welcome to join and participate, either with a question or a comment or an answer for an earlier question. Roy, AC2GS, will be the host, and Milan, KG2C, will be the co-host. Each session includes a TechNet puzzle available weeks before the TechNet on our club website for discussion. Those without the ability to receive our repeater signal can use our internet stream, http://live.kc2rc.com. to listen to the TechNet Live, and archives of the audio are available on our club website. Kings County Radio Club offers a 10-meter net every Sunday morning at 11 a.m. Our net control operator is Joe, AC2AE. We usually meet at 28.380 megahertz upper sideband. Everyone, both member and non-member alike, are invited to check in and chew the rag a bit. It too is streamed live via http://live.kc2rc.com for those that either have no 10-meter capability or when radio propagations are not going your way. Keep 10 meters alive. Bob also sponsors volunteer exams for unlicensed individuals to get their first ticket or for licensed operators to upgrade their license for greater privileges. These VE exams are given in the same place as our monthly meetings every other month on Sundays at 1 p.m. Our scheduled sessions are available on our club website, www.kingscountyradioclub.com. Our next VE session is scheduled for Sunday, March 18th at 1 p.m. at Wesley House, 501 6th Street between 7th and 8th Avenues on the 6th floor in room 6B. Previous information is available on our club website, www.kingscountyradioclub.com, along with news, forums, archives of club newsletters, and original articles. If you have a chance, take a look at the website. An application for membership is also available on our website, and we take PayPal or checks. Contribute their time and their money to provide all these services to the local amateur radio community, and we would appreciate your support. Okay, so so I will ask, are there any late check-ins for the net?
Net control?
Net control, KC2, WTA, Joe in Staten Island.
Net control? This is N2GOT, Howard with the ARRL Audio News. Back to you.
We'll recognize KC2 WTA in Staten Island and Howard N2 GOT, thank you for bringing us a little bit later on the ARRL Audio News. Okay, just before I go through the list of people who have checked in this evening, let me say this is the Kings County Radio Club weekly check-in. At the club call sign is KC2RC, and my name is Richard, your net control operator for this evening. Okay, now going through the list of people who have checked in. The first one who checked in this evening is Mitch N2RGA. Good evening.
Good evening, Rich. Thank you. You sound excellent tonight, and thank you for taking the time to do that. The club meeting, February 7th, the name of the room is the Corellas Conference Room of the New York Presbyterian Brooklyn Methodist Hospital. It's located between the gift shop and the cafeteria. Same room that we used to meet in before we moved across the street. It's just all new. All right. After many hours and many weeks of testing and trying to bring analog and digital people on this repeater together, talking together, Joe AC2 and myself have tried numerous ways to try to make it happen. It has failed, basically. What was happening was basically there's too many jumps and hops to make for analog into digital, and the note was cutting out, and I guess JCU hasn't put a lot of time into making analog and digital users to talk together. They want you to buy in a digital radio, but. What we did was, we're doing a stream right now. The only way to talk to the digital people, but analog users, is you would go to the an analog repeater that has Wires X attached to it. And if they have Wires X attached to it, you can connect to our room, which is node number 40821. And you punch that in, it would connect to our room, and the analog repeater would be connected to our digital room, and you'd be able to talk to the digital people and hear them. Okay, and putting that to the side, if you didn't want to go through all that, and you didn't want to talk, you just want to listen, you could go to kingscountyradioclub.com/stream, and you could hear both analog and the digital side of the repeater. Let me let it reset. It's a 24 hours, 7 days a week audio stream. I have improved upon it where it is no hiss. It's absolutely quiet. If you don't hear a voice, all you'll hear is nothing. So go to kingscountyradioclub.com stream. You can test it out now while you're listening to the net. You can do it on your cell phone. You could do it on your computer, your tablet, whatever. And please, let me know on the Kings County Radio Club Facebook page. I put a link to it and a note about it to let me know how it sounds. Please let me know how it sounds. if it's too loud, too low, to which side sounds better. Well, you listen to the analog side, so you can only do that for now. But later on tonight, when we're talking digital, let us know how it sounds. Let me let it reset. Okay. In case you didn't know, Kings County Radio Club dues is due the January 1st of each year. And the year closes at the end of December 31st. So if you haven't paid your yearly dues, please do so. You can send a check into Rich K2KDQ or pay by PayPal. Both info on how to pay are on the website, KingsCountyRadioClub.com. You can download the application and get his address off the application, or click the link to pay your dues on PayPal. Thank you. Back to Net Control and to RGA.
Okay, thank you, Mitch, for those announcements and all the technical information in reference to our repeater. Okay, so thank you. All right, WB2HRO indicated that he had no traffic, so next station up on the list is Simon, KD2LQE.
Good evening, Richard, and everyone on the net. Again, I want to say your signal is great tonight. And it's a huge improvement, and I hope it can stay that way. And I also got the ID card in the mail yesterday. Thank you very much. And also, I'm looking forward to the meeting tomorrow night at the new room name. I guess it's the same location. And that's all I got. This is KD2LQE, back to Net Control.
Thank you, Simon. Just before I let you go, do you want to make any announcement about the cherry tree trot on the 18th as far as volunteers being needed?
Yeah, that's a good idea. We're kind of getting down to the wire. We're looking for 5 operators to participate in an event for Kings County ARES. ARES is Amateur Radio Emergency Service. And the event is on Sunday, February 18th. It's similar to the Prospect Park Turkey Trot, so it takes place in Prospect Park. And the course is 10 miles long instead of 5 miles. There's a couple of extra loops in the main road. Like I said, we have 5 operators, and we need about 5 more to make this a fun and safe event. And if you're interested in public service and you're thinking about ARES in general, just shoot me an email. It's my call sign. Kilo Delta 2, Lima, Quebec, Echo, KD2LQE, at ARRL.net. And thank you, Rich, for letting me make that announcement. This is KD2LQE, back to Net Control.
No problem, Simon. I just figured you might have needed more operators. That's why I decided to let you come in with that additional announcement. Okay, W3AAP indicated that he had no traffic, so next station up on the list is WK9K. Good evening to you, Joe, in Mill Basin.
This is WK9K. Good evening, Richard. Good evening, everyone on the net. I've got to say no traffic, but I am here supporting the net, and it's great to hear you guys out there. Everyone have a good week going forward. WK9K, back to Net Control.
Okay, no problem, Joe. All right, KD2MSU, Howie in Coney Island indicated he had no traffic, but I'm also glad that you did get the card. Okay, so the next station up on the list is K2IGJ. Good evening to you, Howard.
Good evening, everybody. This is K2IGJ. Not much to report. I'm feeling a lot better. I hope to be at the meeting tomorrow. I did want to make one announcement, kind of a sad one, but many of us knew Ben W2JGD. He passed away several years ago. Unfortunately, his wife Lillian passed away in her sleep very peacefully at home 2 weeks ago, so anybody wants, I'll give the address of the meeting. I don't want to give it over the air. They want to send a card or a note of sympathy or something along those lines. But she was alert right to the end, and I spoke to her about it 4 or 5 days before her passing. Back to net control. This is K2IGJ.
Okay, thank you, Howie, for that announcement. Matter of fact, I passed by her her location this past Saturday night. I'm very sorry to hear about that. I'll definitely let my mother know about it. Okay, next up on the list is, November 2 Zulu Whiskey. Whiskey indicated that traffic, so I believe the next... KY2MY, good evening.
Thank you, Richard. I have no traffic, just here to support the net, and your audio is very good today.
Everybody, stand by one moment. KDQ back on the air again. Okay, the next station up on the list is KC2WTA. Good evening.
Good evening, Richard. Once again, I've failed to stipulate no traffic.
Okay, no problem, but I have to say, 10 demerits for you.
Do you keep a book like they used to in public high school or public school?
And lashes with a wet noodle.
I'll hit you with a wet noodle. Hi. Okay, so the next station up on the list is Howard N2GOT. Good evening.
Okay, Rich, no other comments. I guess aside from just, as I said before, I just have the audio news ready. I guess whenever we're ready. Out here, back to you.
Thank you, Howard. Before going on any further, this is Kings County Radio Club Weekly Check-In Net. The club call sign is KC2RC, and my name is Richard, your net control operator for this evening. Okay, so stations this evening. Okay. All right. I will ask you to save your technical questions for our next Kings County Radio Club Net, which will be on Wednesday evening. February 14th at 9 p.m. on this repeater. Or as I say every time, same bat channel. Okay, at this point, is there anything for swap and shop? Anything for swap and shop this evening?
Late check-in.
Okay, late check-in. Milan, go right ahead.
Thank you, Richard. This is Kilo Golf 2 Charlie. Just wanted to check in a little bit late.
Okay, no problem, Milan. No matter when you can check in, that's... Okay, so no problem there. All right, if there is no other business, Howard N2G, are you in a position to bring us the ARRL audio news this evening?
Yes, I am, Rich. One moment, please.
Carla Pereira, KC1HSX, and this is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news, features, and opinion from ARRL headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. For listeners who rebroadcast ARRL Audio News on repeaters, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to momentarily stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset. These are our top stories for Friday, February 2nd. ARRL Hudson Division Director Mike Lysenko, NTYBB, testified on January 25th before a session of the Senate Committee on Commerce, Science, and Transportation regarding amateur radio's readiness to respond in an emergency. The session was called in the wake of an incoming missile warning erroneously released in Hawaii in January. Lysenko said amateur radio played a role not only in responding to the warning, but in disseminating word that the missile alert had been issued by mistake. Lysenko said the Hawaii Radio Amateur Civil Emergency Service activated on UHF, as well as through a VHF inter-island repeater network, and amateur radio stations monitored the alert and cancellation activity. This came less than one day after RACES had completed an amateur radio communication exercise at the State Emergency Operations Center. Lysenko took the opportunity to address how private land use regulations can preclude amateur radio disaster response capabilities. He reminded the panel members that the Amateur Radio Parity Act of 2017 is now pending before the committee. Mississippi Senator Roger Wicker attended the hearing. He is a co-sponsor of the Parity Act, along with Connecticut Senator Richard Blumenthal. Responding to a question from Wicker at the hearing, Lysenko pointed out that an early U.S. Coast Guard cancellation notice was relayed to amateur radio networks and disseminated quickly, while the state warning point had to wait for FEMA authorization to rescind the warning via the cellular telephone networks. As a result, radio amateurs were able to disseminate the cancellation information long before the cellular networks could do so. In comments to the FCC on a series of Technological Advisory Council spectrum management policy recommendations, ARRL said that while some of the council's recommendations are valid, it would be highly inappropriate to generalize about applying them broadly in all radio services. The comments, filed on January 31st, were in response to a December 1, 2017 public notice docket and ET docket number 17-340. ARRL took the opportunity to strongly urge the FCC to reinstate a 2016 Technological Advisory Council noise floor study, which ARRL asserted was apparently terminated before it even got started. ARRL reiterated its encouragement for the FCC to incorporate receiver performance specifications into U.S. spectrum policy on a broader basis. ARRL argued, however, that the amateur service should not be subject to receiver immunity standards because licensees employ a wide range of propagation, emissions, bandwidths, power levels, receivers, and antennas, making any receiver performance standards arbitrary and compromising the service's experimental nature. ARRL said that while the Technological Advisory Council's allocation principles include overgeneralizations, the council is very much on the right track with such concepts as receiver immunity standards for certain radio services, including those that regulate consumer electronics. ARRL also supported the creation of a public database of past radio-related enforcement activities. What little FCC enforcement is necessary in the amateur service must be timely and visible, ARRL said. But ARRL returned to its assertion that a knowledge database regarding ambient noise levels in certain environments must be in place before adopting any next-generation spectrum management techniques. ARRL will be represented with an expanded presence at the Orlando Hamcation on February 9th through the 11th. The event, which is also the 2018 ARRL Florida State Convention, takes place at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park. Team ARRL will include headquarters staff and volunteers. ARRL concessions at Hamcation will support membership, publication sales, the ARRL Southeastern Division, the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Initiative, and QSL card checking for DXCC and other ARRL awards. ARRL President Rick Rotter at K5UR will head the ARRL team at Hamcation. Kristen McIntyre, K6WX of Fremont, California, has been appointed Pacific Division Vice Director. McIntyre, who has served as ARRL Technical Coordinator for the East Bay Section, says on her QRZ.com profile that she's been interested in radio since she was about 5 years old. She got her technician license in the late 1970s while a student at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. After letting her license expire, she relicensed and obtained her amateur extra class. She is also licensed in Japan, her second home, as JI1IZZ. She is president of the Palo Alto Amateur Radio Association and is currently a senior software engineer at Apple. Due to circumstances beyond their control, Hamvention 2018 organizers are reluctantly walking back an earlier announcement that a new building would be available for this year's event at the Greene County Fairgrounds and Expo Center in Xenia, Ohio. Hamvention General Chair Ron Kramer, KD8ENJ, said, quote, "Despite all of the best efforts and intentions by Greene County, the Greene County Agricultural Society, and Hamvention, we have learned the anticipated new building will not be constructed in time for Hamvention 2018. The prefab sections bid on and architecturally required are currently backlogged. We expect construction to be delayed until after our show and the Greene County Fair." On the plus side, he continued, Hamvention 2018 will have more room for inside exhibits with the addition of the vacated furniture building. The flea market may gain new space as well. A revised exit plan and additional off-site parking are also in the works, along with easy-to-use maps to help visitors navigate. Parking and shuttles will be free. The talk-in station also has new equipment and a taller tower to extend its reach. When he's not on ham radio, amateur astronomer Scott Tilley, VA7LF, hunts spy satellites. Using an S-band radio from his home in Roberts Creek, British Columbia, Tilley routinely scans the skies for radio signals from classified objects orbiting the Earth. In January, he picked up a signal that he believed was from IMAGE, a NASA spacecraft believed to have died in December 2005. NASA said on January 29th that observations from five sites were consistent with the RF characteristics expected of IMAGE. But just to make certain beyond a shadow of a doubt, scientists at Johns Hopkins Applied Physics Lab collected telemetry from the satellite that identified the spacecraft as IMAGE.
I'm speaking with Bob Allison, WB1GCM, the ARRL Assistant Laboratory Manager, and our Chief Product Review Engineer. And Bob, something I see coming up a lot in product review is third-order intermodulation distortion. But a lot of people, I bet, have no idea what that means.
Sure, let me explain it in a nutshell. Third-order intermodulation distortion occurs when you have two strong adjacent signals next to the frequency that you're tuned to. So you're listening on your favorite receiver, and if two strong stations happen to be spaced evenly apart, appear adjacent to where you're tuned, intermodulation distortion can occur when the signals are strong enough.
And what do you hear if you're the person operating the receiver? How does that sound?
Well, first off, let me explain just a little further about the spacing, because that's key. Stations can be 1 to 2 kilohertz, 1 and 2 kilohertz apart, 2 and 4 kilohertz apart. That is two strong signals, 1 at 2 kilohertz, 1 at 4 kilohertz, away from where you're tuned. They come up in signal level, and all of a sudden, on the frequency for which you're tuned, you now hear a false signal. Let's pretend that those two adjacent signals are just constant signals. CW carrier down, two people tuning up, and now on your tuned frequency, you're going to hear that same tone. It's not really there, but it's kind of like a phantom signal in your receiver. It's not there, but you can hear it, and that's because of the mixing that occurs in the front end of your conversion type radio. If the stations are now now going on and off, let's say in Morse code, 2 and 4 kilohertz away, or 10 and 20 kilohertz away, for example, you're going to hear code that doesn't make any sense at all. It's going to be a little bit of gibberish. And if those two stations are single sideband, two very strong stations equally spaced apart, that happens a lot during contests, you're going to hear just a lot of extra slop on the frequency you're tuned. You hear like that, but really it's not there. It's generated within your receiver.
I see. So it's a key spec for product review, really.
Absolutely. You want the highest possible third-order IMD dynamic range as possible. Now, mind you, those signals have to be pretty strong to start causing trouble. And you can only really do that with a really, really good antenna system, or if the two signals are very, very strong, let's say in very close proximity distance-wise. But those two stations have to be pretty strong.
Very good. Thank you, Bob. And now with this week's satellite update, here's Bruce Page, KK5DO.
In order to promote more activity on the satellites from those that travel to different grid squares, AMSAT has come up with the new Rover Award. This award is earned not only for making a few contacts from different grids than your home grid, but has bonus points for operating from a grid boundary or a quad grid boundary. There are also bonus points for posting to social media before and after the operation, and for writing a story for the AMSAT Journal. The award started at the beginning of the year. If you enjoy operating satellites, enjoy traveling, why not do them together and earn a new award, the AMSAT Rover Award? Are you unable to operate the satellites because you cannot put antennas up at your QTH? No worries. Tim, KD2AVU, works the satellites with his antennas in the attic without the use of an elevation rotor and home-brewed Yagis. He uses a Yaesu FT847. Take a look at his operation on YouTube by searching for Working the Amateur Radio Satellite FO29 with Homebrew Antennas. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO, for the ARRL Audio News.
I'm Steve Ford, WB8IMY, and this is the ARRL Audio News propagation forecast for Friday, February 2nd. A tiny sunspot appeared, but soon disappeared, so we're back to a spotless sun today. Our planet is on the receiving end of a glancing blow from a stream of solar particles, but any geomagnetic disruptions are likely to be mild and brief. With the solar flux index in the upper 60s, the bands from 40 meters on down are probably your best bets. You'll see some band openings on 30 and 20 meters, but these are expected to be pretty mediocre. On VHF and UHF, now that January is behind us, the 6-meter sporadic E activity we've enjoyed is likely to become rare, at least until spring and summer. For tropospheric ducting on 2 meters and up, openings are forecast to be rather sparse. The openings that do pop up are most likely to be in California.
And that concludes ARRL Audio News for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL Audio News is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL Audio News, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.
Okay, back over to you, Rich.
Okay, thank you, Howard, for bringing us the ARRL Audio News. Always very interesting and quite informative. And we appreciate the effort that you do each week in order to bring us the audio news during our 9 p.m. nap. Okay, before I continue on, I just would like to say this is the Kings County Radio Club Weekly Check-In Net. The club call sign is KC2RC, and my name is Richard, your net control operator, for this evening. Okay, so at this point, Does anyone have any topics of interest for the net? Once again, any topics of interest for the net this evening? Okay, being no topics of interest for the net, I'd like to ask, are there any announcements, comments, or any other business for the net? Once again, are there any announcements, comments, or any other business for the net? Okay, being no other announcements, comments, or any other business for the net, I would like to thank the following people for checking in and contributing this evening to the net. N2RGA, WB2HRO, KD2LQE, W3AAP, WK9K, KD2MSU, K2IGJ, N2Zulu Whiskey Whiskey, KY2MY, KC2WTA, N2GOT, and KG2C. Remember that everything mentioned here tonight is available on our club website, www.kingscountyradioclub.com. This is KA2KDQ. This net is now closed and the repeater is returned to casual communication. Thank you and good evening.
Thank you again, Rich, and towards you.
Thank you, IGJ, and very